Welcome to this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on building vocal texture with minimal CPU load for jungle and old-school DNB vibes. Today we're not chasing a huge pop vocal chain, and we're definitely not trying to bury the session under a mountain of plugins. The whole point here is to make vocals that feel chopped, ravey, ghostly, and full of character, while keeping the project lean enough to move fast. In this style, vocals are often more like percussion, atmosphere, and arrangement glue than a big front and center lead. So the mindset is simple. Start small, process smart, and resample early. First, choose a source that has attitude. You do not need a full sung performance. In fact, for jungle and old school DNB, a short phrase, a shout, a spoken line, or a one-word MC style hit often works better. Things like rewind, inside, move, or warning are perfect because they have strong consonants and clear rhythm. That matters because these sounds can lock into breaks and hit like another drum element. Keep the source dry at first. Don't drown it in effects right away. We want to hear the raw personality before we start shaping it. Now set up a simple vocal track template. Make one audio track called Vocal TEX and keep the chain clean and efficient. A solid starting chain is utility, EQ8, saturator, auto filter, echo or simple delay, reverb or hybrid reverb if needed, and glue compressor only if the vocal is jumping out too hard. That's already enough to create a lot of movement. Use utility first to manage level and width. Keep the gain safe, and think about width based on the role of the layer. If it's the core chop, stay more centered. If it's background atmosphere, you can open it up a bit more. Then EQ the vocal. High pass it aggressively, usually somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz, because vocals do not need low-end baggage in a DNB mix. If the vocal gets muddy, cut a little around 250 to 500 Hz. If it's harsh, make a narrow cut somewhere in the 2.5 to 5 kHz range. And if you want a bit more sparkle, a gentle shelf above 8 or 10 kHz can help. After that, use saturator to add some grit. A few dB of drive is usually enough. Keep soft clip on, and if the sound suits it, a little more clipped, analog-style dirt can give you that ravey edge without needing a heavy distortion plugin. Auto filter is where movement starts to happen. Use it to shape the tone into something more focused, more ghostly, or more submerged in the mix. Band pass and low pass are especially useful here. A little resonance can give the vocal a characterful peak, but don't overdo it. We want vibe, not whistling chaos. Then bring an echo or simple delay for the classic jungle space. Keep the repeats darker than the source. Try synced values like 1/8, 1/8 dotted, or 1/16 depending on the rhythm. Lower feedback keeps things tight, while a little more feedback can create those dubby, trail-off moments that sound amazing in transitions. If you need a wider throw, ping-pong delay works great. Reverb should be used as atmosphere, not as a blanket. In this genre, long bright reverbs can clutter the break fast, so keep it darker, keep the low end out, and aim for tails that support the groove instead of washing it away. If the vocal is spiky, glue compressor can smooth it a little, but only lightly. We're talking control, not squashing. Now let's build the first texture layer, the gritty mid layer. This is the layer that gives the vocal personality and presence. Think of it as the part people can actually hear in the track. A clean chain for this is a EQ8, saturator, a touch of redux, and maybe a compressor or glue compressor for control. Drive the saturator a little harder here, then use redux very subtly to give it that crunchy, degraded edge. But be careful, too much bit reduction or downsampling and you'll lose clarity fast. You want texture, not broken audio for its own sake. This layer should sit right in the pocket with the break. It should feel like part of the rhythm section, not a polished lead vocal pasted on top. If it's fighting the snare, trim the mids. If it needs more bite, give it a little push around 1.5 to 3 kHz. Next comes the ghost layer. This is the atmospheric shadow of the vocal. It should feel distant, wide, and slightly haunted. Use auto filter, reverb, delay, and utility. Low pass it or band pass it to make it feel like it's coming through a speaker in another room. Then add a longer, darker reverb. Use delay to make the phrase drift and echo into space. Widen this layer more than the main one, because this is where the width can live safely. A really useful trick here is to duplicate the vocal and pitch it down an octave. Then low pass it, add some dark reverb, and keep it low in the mix. That creates a subconscious shadow layer. You might not always notice it clearly, but you'll feel the depth. And that's the magic. Now for the rhythmic chop layer. This is your DJ tool weapon. In jungle and old school DNB, this kind of vocal movement is gold, because it can act like a fill, a call and response phrase, or a transition hit. You can do this with simpler beat repeat, autopan, or even a gate if you want a sharper rhythmic feel. If you use simpler, drop the vocal in, trim the start point to the transient, and play it like an instrument from MIDI. Keep the envelope tight and make the hits short and punchy. That lets you trigger the phrase in rhythm with the drums. It's a great way to build call and response between the break and the vocal. Beat repeat is another classic move. Put it on the vocal track and dial it in lightly. A 1 bar or half bar interval, 1/16 grid, a little chance, and moderate gate can instantly turn a normal vocal into a jungle style fill machine. Perfect for pre-drop energy, turnarounds, and little hype moments before the snare lands. Autopan can also create movement without adding another layer. Set it to a synced rate like 1/8 or 1/16 and use it as a rhythmic tremolo. That way the vocal pulses with the groove and feels more alive without a massive processing chain. Now let's talk about the biggest CPU-saving move in the whole workflow, resampling. If a delay throw, chopped phrase, or filtered atmosphere sounds good, print it. Arm a resample track, record a few bars, and capture the moment. Then trim the best pieces into audio clips. This is huge. Instead of running heavy effects live all over the session, you turn those moments into simple audio that you can place, slice, reverse, and automate. This is especially important in DNB, because the arrangement moves fast and the track often needs a live detail. Printed audio is easier to manage, easier to edit, and way lighter on CPU. It also tends to sound more committed. Once you've frozen a good texture into audio, it becomes part of the arrangement instead of just another live chain eating resources. For a DJ tool style arrangement, keep vocals functional. In the intro, use the ghost layer and sparse phrases to create tension. In the pre-drop, increase the chop density or automate the filter opening. At the drop, keep it punchy and short. One strong phrase every 8 bars is often enough. In the breakdown, let the atmosphere breathe and use longer tails or reversed prints. In the second drop, bring in a different variation, maybe pitched down or more chopped, so the energy feels fresh. That's an important lesson here. In jungle and old school DNB, vocals usually work best as short hooks, texture beds, and transition glue. They should help the track move, not crowd it. If you want to stay efficient, use return tracks. Put your short dark reverb on one return, your tempo delay on another, and maybe a YW wash on a third. Then send small amounts from multiple vocal clips into those returns. This is much lighter than stacking separate reverbs and delays on every track. Also, check mono compatibility. The main vocal hit should often stay fairly centered. Use width mostly on the reverb tail, the delay, and the ambient printed layers. That keeps the punch intact while still giving you space. And don't forget automation. You do not need more plugins to create movement. Automate the filter cutoff, reverb amount, delay feedback, delay tone, saturator drive, and utility width. Those moves can create the classic jungle sense of tension and release all by themselves. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't overprocess everything at once. Too much saturation, reverb, and widening can turn a tight vocal into mush. Don't leave too much low end in the vocal. Don't make every layer loud all the time. Give each layer a job. One layer should be the anchor, one should be the atmosphere, and one should be the rhythmic weapon. And don't ignore resampling, because that's the key to keeping the session clean. For heavier variations, try pitch shifting a duplicate down by 5, 7, or 12 semitones and adding dark reverb. Or build an answer and reply phrase, where one version is short and centered and the other is delayed or filtered. You can also create a ghost duplicate with softened attack and darker ambience, or reverse a tiny slice before the main hit for a nice pickup into the phrase. These little moves are incredibly effective in old-school flavored arrangements. Here is a powerful teacher tip. Treat the vocal like percussion first. If the rhythm doesn't work with the break, simplify before you add more effects. The groove comes first. The texture supports the groove. Now for a quick practice challenge. Take one short vocal phrase and turn it into a full toolkit. Make one dry punchy stab, one dark ghost tail, one pitch down shadow hit, one beat repeat fill, and one resampled delay throw. Then arrange those into a 16-bar DJ tool section. Start sparse, add detail as you go, and let the textures evolve. Do it using only stock Ableton devices, and really focus on making each version serve a different role. If you can turn one vocal into multiple useful functions, you've got a proper reusable system for jungle and old-school DNB. So the blueprint is simple. Start with a dry phrase, build a few focused layers, use stock devices efficiently, resample the best moments, and arrange the vocals like DJ tools. Keep it lean, Keep it rhythmic and keep it moving. That's how you get vocal texture that feels authentic, ravey, and hard-hitting without choking the session. If you want, I can also turn this into a shorter voiceover version or a more energetic presenter-style script for a YouTube lesson.